Title: The Supreme Court Rules That 1782 Does Not Apply to Private Arbitrations. Content: On June 13, 2022, the Supreme Court issued its highly anticipated decision on the issue of whether 28 U.S.C. 1782 permits district courts to order discovery for use in international commercial arbitration or ad hoc investment arbitration. CZF Automotive Incorporated v. Luxshare, Ltd., 142 S.CT 2078, 2022. In a unanimous opinion authored by Justice Amy Coney Barrett, the court held that Section 1782 does not authorize discovery for use in those two forms of international arbitration because only a governmental or intergovernmental adjudicative body qualifies as a foreign or international tribunal. The decision resolved two cases, one from the Second Circuit Court of Appeals and the other from the Sixth Circuit. The Sixth Circuit case, ZF Automotive v. Luxshare, Ltd., involved a private commercial arbitration conducted under the rules of the German Institution of Arbitration e.V., DIS, which is a private dispute resolution organization based in Berlin. In that case, Luxshare, a Hong Kong-based company, sought discovery from defendant ZF Automotive US Incorporated, a Michigan-based automotive parts manufacturer and subsidiary of a German corporation, for use in a DIS arbitration. Luxshare filed an application under 1782 in the United States District Court for the Eastern District of Michigan. The District Court granted the request, and ZF moved to quash, arguing that the DIS arbitration tribunal was not a foreign or international tribunal under 1782. The District Court denied the motion to quash, and the Sixth Circuit denied a stay. In Alex Partners LLP v. Fund of Protection of Investors' Rights in Foreign States, the underlying dispute arose from a failed Lithuanian bank that declared insolvency and was nationalized by Lithuanian authorities. The fund initiated ad hoc arbitration against Lithuania under the Lithuania-Russia Bilateral Investment Treaty. The Bilateral Investment Treaty provided four options for dispute resolution: 1. A competent court or court of arbitration of the contracting party in which territory the investments are made. 2. The Arbitration Institute of the Stockholm Chamber of Commerce. 3. The Court of Arbitration of the International Chamber of Commerce. And 4. Ad hoc arbitration in accordance with arbitration rules of the United Nations Commission on International Trade Law, UNCITRAL. The fund chose the fourth option for arbitration and sought discovery under 1782 from Alex Partners in the Southern District of New York. Alex Partners had acted as administrator of the allegedly expropriated Lithuanian bank. Alex Partners resisted discovery, arguing that the ad hoc arbitration panel was not a foreign or international tribunal under 1782. The district court rejected that argument and granted the fund's request for discovery. The Second Circuit affirmed. Section 1782(a) provides: the district court of the district in which a person resides or is found may order him to give his testimony or statement or to produce a document or other thing for use in a proceeding in a foreign or international tribunal, including criminal investigations conducted before formal accusation. The Supreme Court in ZF Automotive found that the word tribunal must be considered as part of the phrase foreign or international tribunal, and that the modifiers provide that 1782 applies only to an adjudicative body that exercises governmental authority. 142 S.CT at 2086. The court stated that the word tribunal is a word with potential governmental or sovereign connotations, so foreign tribunal more naturally refers to a tribunal belonging to a foreign nation than to a tribunal that is simply located in a foreign nation. For a tribunal to belong to a foreign nation, the court stated that the tribunal must possess sovereign authority conferred by that nation. ID. At 2087. And with respect to international, the court held that a tribunal is international when two or more nations have imbued the tribunal with official power to adjudicate disputes. ID. The court also relied on the statutory history to conclude that 1782 does not apply to private arbitration. The court found that the amendment of 1782 in 1964 did not signal an expansion from public to private bodies, but rather an expansion of the types of public bodies covered, by broadening the range of governmental and intergovernmental bodies included.